life.
You're talking about the fact that I think in Amendment 13, when we established the individual baselines for each vessel, we said that you had those days, and then you could lease up to your original baseline on top of it. Is that
right? Right.
2001 baseline.
Right. So
but now with 2-1, that effectively cuts
half. Like
you can't exceed the cap to maintain the fishing days
right.
on the water that you used to have because
right.
of the 2-1, because the cap prohibits you from leasing more days onto your vessel.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything we ever thought about in Framework 42, to be honest with you.
Well, if there's anything that can be done between now and 2009 for those guys that might want to stay, because I tell you, there's going to be a lot of guys leaving, unfortunately. It's really sad, you know, so thank you.
Pat, did you want to?
Well, yeah, just quickly, I do think it's unfortunate we didn't think of this when we were developing Framework 42, and I'm not sure that there's anything can be done. And but Doug points out that the one potential option is you can do a days at sea transfer. And with a days at sea transfer, basically, then you've got two caps, two leasing caps that are additive. And there's no restriction on the stacking that you can do through days at sea transfers. So it's one option. I know it's not the same as leasing, but
I was wondering if I can comment to that, Mr. Chairman. I agree with you 100%, Pat, but to do that, I got to go spend $200,000 to buy a permit for my size boat, which is 48 days. It's really 22 days, 24 days. Then you're going to take a 20% cut on those on that. It's really, you know what I mean, but to go spend $200,000 to do that where I can lease maybe 20, 30 more days at $300, $400, whatever they are, there's a big difference.
Actually, I have a question. Based on what you just said, does that mean that someone in Joe's situation could find a permit that meets his baseline characteristics but only has, say, 6 days, therefore it would be a cheaper permit? And the minute he puts that on, does the transfer, he's allowed a double? In other words, his original baseline for those two would have been, they're both 88-day permits, 172, so he can lease above the cap, 76?
Yeah. But unfortunately, there's none of those permits around. I've already looked.
I'm sure you've covered all the angles,
yeah.
Looked under all the rocks.
Yeah.
All I can say is that the Groundfish Committee can look at that in this amendment, and if anyone else has ideas about how to achieve some relief there, I'm sure it'll come up. But I appreciate you bringing that up. That's one of the things we didn't consider when we put the 2-1 in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Jackie, and then Vito.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jackie O'Dell, Northeast Seafood Coalition. I do have a quick comment regarding the U.S.-Canada sharing agreement. I thought that there was a motion on the table, and my point wasn't to what David was talking about. I quickly wanted to note that one of the issues with the Georges Bank Yellowtail assessment has been that there one of the many issues is that there have been zeros within the trawl surveys within the different strata throughout the trawl survey that they've been surveying for Georges Bank Yellowtail. And there was a big discussion within the track of how to handle those zeros within the survey. And they never really came up with a definitive conclusion of how to properly handle those. But I did hear recently that there was a peer review with the fluke fishery where they came up with a methodology for handling the zeros that came out of the trawl survey. And I would recommend that the council advise the track or however that process would take place to review that, what they've done in the fluke peer review, and see how they may be able to apply that next summer when they do the assessment for Georges Bank Yellowtail.
Okay, thank you, Jackie. Vito J. Calamo. Good afternoon, Vito.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I've been here for several of the days, and before I make my comment, I would say it's been, from my point of view, it's been very encouraging listening to a new chairman in this council, and I'll leave it at that. But my comments back to leasing, Mr. Chairman, I want to extend the information to the council, to the Groundfish Committee, to you, Mr. Chairman, that more than Joe Orlando has approached me on this problem. Through attrition or through regulations, we have definitely lost in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts many fishing vessels. There's been buyouts. There's been, it's been many vessels that have left. I was going to say something else, but I don't think I will. They've left the industry. And even going way back with the first buyback program, we really fine-tuned the industry. I think the more capable fishing captains and fishing crews are left. But we reached a point on this Framework 42 on a 2-to-1 days at sea that will really start eliminating some of the quality fishermen and some of the people that have been very serious in the fishing industry, not during a time that's plentiful, but during a time that their skills have made them a living. I listened to you. I wasn't going to speak, but I heard you and I heard Pat. And there has been a mistake made here that put a cap on leasing of days at sea. And somehow, I believe with the council's wisdom that we can rectify that, because what you have is the cream of the crop left. And they need to keep going as we rebuild stocks and create a fishing industry in several ports such as Gloucester, Massachusetts. I think that this is a very important issue, more important than maybe has met the eye. I think that there should be some kind of avenues that these people could lease more days to survive. And I appreciate you listening to me, but it's really to get more than Joe Orlando has spoken to me from up and down the coast, mainly to the northern area here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vito. Anyone else in the audience? Okay, come back to the council. I'm aware of at least one item under other business. Dave Preble.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be as brief as I can at being late. What I want to address is a small error that cropped up in Framework 42 that was the result of a misunderstanding. And to move it along, I'm just going to offer a motion and then explain it afterwards. And my motion is that the council send a letter to the regional administrator requesting a correction to Framework 42 to move the northern boundary of the southern New England differential counting area from 41 degrees 5 minutes to 41 degrees and 3 minutes.
There a second to that motion? Seconded by Phil Rule. You want to provide a little background, Dave?
Yeah. Where this began, in Framework 42, page 53, it says that the southern New England differential days at sea area is designed to reduce mortality primarily on southern New England mid-Atlantic yellowtail flounder. Amendment 13 proposed adopting differential days at sea counting in the southern New England regulated mesh area, a much larger area. Since yellowtail flounder is caught in well-defined locations, a smaller area is being proposed to allow some fishing for monkfish and winter flounder that will not be subject to differential days at sea counting. And under that task, Jim O'Grady suggested to the PDT a northern boundary that he put in on a chart that was apparently submitted. When the chart was put into the Framework 42 document that the council voted on, they put in only a small chart, which has been passed out, so you can see the size that we're dealing with. A small chart that had no coordinates. So the coordinates were added later. After the council voted on Framework 42, the coordinates were added. When they were added, again referring to page 53 of Framework 42, all of the coordinates were put in rounded to the nearest 5 minutes. So it came through the Framework 42 document as 41 degrees 5 minutes. Since this had been put in, and this is inattention, I admit this is inattention on the part of some of the people in southern New England. Since it had been passed by the council, they never went back and checked the coordinates. And the original intent was for the coordinates to be 41 degrees and 3 minutes. Now, the importance to this, it's a very small item, and if you look on the chart, there's no way you could see the 2-mile difference in that northern boundary on this chart. So looking at the chart, it would not be readily apparent that this 2-mile error had occurred. And the problem here is that the 2 miles is key to the late winter and early spring winter flounder trawl fishery from southern New England. And it's also an area that the Montauk boats traverse on their way offshore, and they wind up in a 2-for-1 area. And the other thing about this is that 2-mile strip is not in the yellowtail flounder's well-defined range. So by moving it back down to where it was originally supposed to be, there would be no negative effect on the yellowtail flounder. There are no yellowtail flounder there. They're not even caught as a bycatch in this late winter, early spring winter flounder trawl fishery. So that's why I propose that we send a letter as basically a correction. To bring framework 42 in line with what was originally intended.
Phil, you're the second, or did you want to comment?
Yeah, appreciate that, John. Basically, Dave covered it very well. we circulated here the page out of the decision document that we used last January to make the decision, and as you can see, I actually went back and looked in the minutes, and I didn't bring it. But Tom had mentioned at the meeting that the box as it was drawn wasn't correct, but he was really referring to the eastern end of it because you can see the pencil line I put in there that was changed late in the process or whatever the hell you want to call it. But when you look at it, it's a little deceiving the way the line is drawn or the island's drawn. It's just, when you look at it, to me, glancing at it from last year, it kind of looks like it wants to be where it should have been. But when you draw that box to the island now, you're hitting southwest the light right on the corner. So the 2 miles is a huge difference for a couple of reasons. It knocks that corner down, that northwest corner down considerably, which right now, every time a boat goes back and forth, it can't go inside of that corner because he'd be up on a rock. You know, the shoals are up in there. You have to be outside in this corner, and every time you go in and out of that corner, you click it. When if it was 2 miles south of that, it would cut that jog right there in half, basically. And it was just inadvertently done. I wasn't at the meeting when it happened, and my guess of what happened was the industry drew this on a chart. It was probably the big chart because for the length of that area, it had to be the big chart, and then. Not many people walk around with dividers to figure out latitude lines, so it got drawn over to the corner and inadvertently went from 4105 to 4103 to 4105. So I just feel like it's just an oversight that we kind of dropped the ball on our end, on the industry's end, and not picking it up in the proposed rule. But the proposed rule would have been the first time that I can find where the actual lines were presented. It's in the proposed rule, but it's not here in the document. Or before that, there was no, that I know of, any actual coordinates for it, except for what came out of the industry. And they drew it on a chart instead of drawing it on a out by latitude. Thank you.
I'm sure there might be other comments or questions, but I just think, generally speaking, I think this is terrible. It was very, very sloppy that we would have voted on something without any coordinates. And I really don't think that should be a practice that this council engages in, where we have, it's not even a chart because it doesn't have lat and long on it. It's just a schematic, and there's a gray box. And shame on me and others for voting on this, quite frankly. We shouldn't be doing that. But okay. I'll take that. Are you aware, or is anyone aware of anyone that commented during the proposed rule about this issue? Is the service aware?
No comments.
There were no comments on it? But within the proposed rule, the coordinates were... Okay. Well, the only other point I'll bring up is if we go, and I don't disagree with any of the arguments or any of the positions that have been stated, but if we go down this road, is it a precedent-setting event where we're going to begin to pick away at Framework 42? But I'll just ask that question open-endedly. Dave?
Yeah, thank you, John. I agree with you that it's a bad precedent, but I think that voting on it in the first place, as you pointed out, was also a bad precedent. So I think we're canceling out one bad precedent perhaps with another. I don't know how you deal with this because there's no question, I agree with what Phil said, there's no question but that the guys down there should have checked it on the proposed rule. They made an assumption that turned out to be not correct. And what they didn't realize was that by the time the proposed rule came out, all of the coordinates in the whole rule had been rounded to the nearest five. And was that an oversight? Yeah, and I'm not sitting here as an attorney for any user group, and I'm not trying to argue their case. I just think that it's we had some sloppiness on both sides that resulted in what is in fact an iniquity, and I think we can repair it.
And quite frankly, I'm not very good with lat long. I'm better with TDs. And on two occasions, I've pulled out charts for different things and noticed that numbers have been inverted or otherwise that don't reflect what was voted on. So I know that these types of things happen from time to time.
Yeah, give me the 14 and the 43 line and I'm happy.
Anybody else? Pat?
The chart seems to be actually changing two of the points. Is that correct? So we need to know. I think it says 70, but I can't. Okay. And the letter would need to be clear on that. I think this is going to depend on whether or not we can find anything in the record to substantiate this and what the analysis was based on. The analysis had to have made some sort of assumptions on what the lat long was. So I'm not hopeful, but we'll certainly look at it and hopefully the council will provide the administrative record portion of it so we can go through that.
Phil?
I would just ask Tom what his opinion on it was. I think Tom's looked at it a little bit. My understanding is it's not going to be a great big biological problem, but that's my thought. I don't know what Tom is on it.
Okay. All right. Jackie, did you want to make a comment? Oh, sorry, Tom. Tom, please come back. I spoke before I looked up, Tom. Please come back.
Well, I'll have to check with the analyst who did the work, but I believe when we modeled the differential days at Sea County area in southern New England, we modeled it based on 30-minute squares and not the actual shape of the area. Because of the way the model runs, we can't design odd closed area shapes in it. But having said that, I don't think the model would pick up, I don't know how long that stretch is offhand, but I doubt that the model would pick up any differences for that small a change. 2 miles, that's not something that I think we would detect.
Thanks. I just wanted to speak in favor of the motion. Our membership in Rhode Island did come forward last fall with an industry proposal and did have coordinates in it and did show it to various people, and that was their understanding. I went through all the council documents, last August all the way until the motion was made to approve Framework 42, and nowhere in there was any coordinates. So we all had kind of assumed that they were some sort of coordinates. I mean, literally, it's just a picture with nothing else on it. And this was the understanding that we had, was that it was the 41-3. So I just wanted to speak in favor of this motion.
Okay. Anyone else at the council want to speak? Or I'm going to call a question. Okay, all those in favor of the motion on the board, please raise your hand. Thirteen. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 13-01. Any other business? Okay, we're adjourned.